As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with our daily lives, relationships, and the WTF moments of our lives. I feel like it's been a minute since we've all been together.
It has. I know, and we're not in the studio.
No, this is old school.
You did not just call this old school.
Well, you know, since
it kind of is.
Since we're in the studio now, it's like,
I know. Anytime Dad and I film in here, I'm like, ugh.
No, because it's like the whole setup process is a process.
It's a process, and I feel like with the studio, it's easier to go in. You know in what you're doing. You're in and out. There's no distractions. Like right now, it's like Ace is upstairs. He's pissed off that I'm not putting him to sleep. Isabel's here. It's like, it's just more of like a headache to film in-house, where I really thought at one point I was like, oh, I'm going to build a podcast studio in my house.
Hell no.
I never want to do that. No, this is as much as I'm going to get.
And it's like, after we record, it's not over, because it takes so long to get it off of my phone onto my computer and then even to the producers. So it's like, after we record, I still have like an hour and a half of like sitting
and looking.
Uploading. Yes. And it's like, you don't want it to clear out. Your phone can't go to sleep. And I've tried 900 times to wake that phone up, and it's still like, we want to sleep. And it's like, yeah, it's irritating. And then the loading it up on Google Drive, it's a lot of work, but you know what? It's worth it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I do the same thing with Unfiltered Kitchen. While I was gone, I appreciate you recording with Dad. How did it go?
It was fun. Only because I feel like Dad and I, like, we see each other. We engage with kids and stuff. But we haven't really had, like, that one-on-one time with just the two of us. So I feel like it was, like, a moment of us also, like, catching up.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that he really does not know what I've got going on. Not in a bad way. It's just that, you know, I kind of tend to stay to myself. And, like, when I'm in my mode, I'm in my mode.
I got that vibe listening to it, that he was like, oh, wait. Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, you do that? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it brought some clarity, because there's times where I know he's like, I don't know what you're doing, but let me just lecture you, because
that's all I know what to do.
That's all I know what to do. But I'll be like, bro, you're just blowing gas right now. Like, ask me a question versus just lecturing on what you think I need to do. Like, that's been done, you know?
Yeah, I like that. So he was able to hear you out. Or like to hear.
Yeah, but
no. We'll hear what you're doing, your projects, and what you like, what you stand for, and all of the things. I think that's cool.
I think so. It just brought more to like, this is where I am now.
Yeah.
Or like, this is the person who I am, or like, I'm working towards becoming, versus like, you wanting, yeah. So it was, I thought it was fine. And it's a different setup, like, vibe than
This vibe.
And three moms.
Yeah, it's way different. The conversations are different. The vibe is different, especially because it's like not three moms. And there's mm-hmm. a man, a woman. There's a generational gap. Yes. Like yes. There's the age gap. And then it's your dad.
Yes.
It adds totally another layer of like.
Just different.
Yeah. But I listened to the episode. I thought it was really good. If you guys have not checked it out, check out the episode that Kyle did with my dad. It came out on Wednesday. And I thought it was really cool. And I really liked listening to both of you guys banter.
Yeah. I also kind of like, I want to come back.
Check it out.
You said I want to come back. Do you want to come back with both of us or you want to come back with dad?
I want to come back with dad.
I think it was good for you.
Yeah. I thought it was therapeutic. Like, it was nice because it wasn't like, it was no pressure. And it was also like, look, Negro, I know you need this. So, like, don't mess with me because I have to send this to your producer. So he was, like, really nice to me, I feel.
I'm done.
Like, well, I need more of that.
Yeah. A lot of people are already asking for, like, a part two of it. Okay. So you let me know your schedule and we can get it done for
I think
you.
So. Yeah, I want to do it, like, be more prepared with, like, questions. Like, we had questions, but I didn't feel like it was enough to really, like, dive into the how I feel dad and I can like dive in on conversation.
We might need like a mediator there for that one.
No.
Cheyenne said I might need to be right. at that one.
We might need somebody to play referee with that if we're gonna go dive deeper and deeper because
oh, that can happen, but there will be times where I'll be like, you know what, I would love to dive into this topic with you, but I just don't think that's the best thing for me at this time.
Yeah. I would say that Kyle and my dad
oil and vinegar.
Butt heads.
I mean, oil and water. Not oil and vinegar. Oil and water.
And you just have to learn how to, like, the same thing with everybody in, like, life. Like, I feel like everybody in life, you have to learn how to, like, not work them, but how to manage it. How to manage expectations of relationships. How to manage expectations of, like, your relationship with them. And I think that Kyle's more sensitive.
So sensitive.
I'm more like, it is what it is. Like, my dad can walk in and be like, damn, kid, looks like you gained weight. And I'm like, damn, you're still fat. Like, it's just, it's like a different thing where if he says that to Kyle, Kyle's like, I gained weight. And then it's like a cry. And then there's another cry in the bathroom. No, and the cry in the shower. But that's just an example. Like, the way he shoots his words, yeah, you take him in deeper.
He knows which buttons
yes,
to push. Where he likes to push
He does the
too.
Same thing with me. I just give him the same shit he puts out, I'm like, all right, I can give it right back to you. Yeah, but I feel like that's everybody in life. Everybody in life, you have to, you just, there's different ways you handle different, like.
I agree. But there's times where I'm like, look, bro, I ain't got time for this fake tough love right now.
Yeah.
Like, I've got so many other things going on, and like,
yeah,
I need my dad.
Yeah.
I don't need the devil's advocate.
I don't need all the other stuff.
I don't need all the other stuff. Because trust me, I get all that other stuff from the world. Like,
yeah.
When I come to you, it's like I'm coming to you from a place of like,
I'm your daughter.
I'm this little girl and I want my daddy right now. I need my daddy. Like, daddy.
Oh, hell no.
Daddy.
Hell okay. No. Hell no, I'm not going for it. Every time my mom and I talk, Zach literally goes, Mommy's on the phone.
At the same time, Zach's like, call your mom, we need her.
Yeah.
Hey, mom.
No, seriously.
Hey, the other day, I heard him on the phone with mom, and he called her mom. And when you tell you mom, that literally, like, set her day up in the most beautiful way.
I didn't know that.
I almost feel like I'm about to come to tears because it made her so happy. I'm on my cycle right now.
Are you okay?
So I was watching a movie with mom on Monday and these people, oh my God, I think I'm actually about to start
crying.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you.
These people were surviving this like horrific event and I was sitting there crying and up to myself. I'm like hiding it because I was like, what's going on?
That happens sometimes.
I went to the bathroom and I was like, okay, there's nothing wrong with you.
But there we are.
Oh, I went to the bathroom to be like, do you need to call your therapist? Like, is something like bothering you? Just don't know. But it was the movie and hormones. And I was like, hey, I'm good.
I hate you. I actually hate you.
But I've almost cried like 12 times in the last 3 days over...
You just bullshit. Almost cried over us telling us that Zach called mom. I cannot wait to tell him this story.
And it made her so happy. She was like,
I'm trying to think, when was this day? Because I don't remember any of this, but maybe I wasn't there for the combo.
Like, I really hope. Yeah, this was because she was talking about it.
She's like, I hope you know.
Yeah. This is one of those moments where I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I've been gaslit so many times. Or I'm like, did that really happen just because you said that?
But no, I mean, happens. I'm sure. I know that on our 1 year anniversary just passed.
I think that's what was going on.
Yeah. Zach was really emotional all day.
Was he?
All day long. I'm like, are you okay? And then I'm also looking in the mirror at myself like, cry. Like, do something. Get more emotional. It's not working.
Not cry.
Yeah. Cry. I'm like, why aren't you crying? Like,
was he just emotional over just like, you guys been married for a year? Like, what was his emotions?
I think it was just like an accumulation. Is that the word? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Of like a lot of things. I think the fact that we've been married for a year was beautiful. One.
Yeah.
Another thing was he puts too much on him, like to match my energy of like how I like things. So I really feel like he put so much pressure on himself to make this anniversary like the best anniversary in the whole wide world. Because I put so much pressure on our wedding. I wanted the wedding to run a certain way and to look a certain way. And
it did.
And it did.
It did all the things.
It did all the fucking things.
It was amazing.
And he was like, I want you to sit back and let me handle the anniversary. Like, I want it to do all the things.
Aww.
And because we were working at the time, we were on location filming for a show, we couldn't do all the things.
Mm-hmm.
He was so stressed about that even before they Aww. Went out, he was really stressed, and I was like, what is this man?
I'm like, it's okay, because you guys know I have hog mentality, so mm-hmm. I'm here to do a job. It could be any day for me, and I still have to do this job, where to him he's like, this is our anniversary day. It's not just any day. And I didn't treat it like it was any day. I still treated it like it's our anniversary, but we're also here to do a job.
Yes.
So it was like that hard balance of where I have to always still step back and say, okay, like, this is my marriage. This is where my energy should be. I understand I'm here to do a job, but how do you still prioritize?
Mm-hmm.
But he was just emotional. He was emotional with that. He wanted it to be this outstanding day for me. And Aww. I was like, I'm just happy to just like have lunch with you. Like, I didn't need all the shit.
You just wanted each other. Y'all went through so much in this past year.
I was like, I'm so fine with just sitting here right and here. Just hanging out. Like, I didn't need all these things. And
low-key, y'all were already out the country.
Right, like, I was so fine with what we were doing.
He's like, this is great.
I was like, this is great. He's like, this isn't what I planned. I'm like, well, shit, this is so great. Like, regardless of what you planned, I'm having a fucking ball. So I think that was a part of it. And then I realized towards the end of the day, he was a little sad. And I'm like, why are you getting sad? And it was more so of like, we got so much like support and love mm-hmm. from people throughout the day, group texting us, sending us messages, like family, not like random people, but like our family and friends who were like genuinely sending us like paragraphs and beautiful messages about like our marriage in this year and like how everyone is so proud of us. And it came from my side, my friends and my family. And I think a few of his people who were in our wedding, like his groomsmen, hit him up, but it was not a lot of like other support. And I don't think he would have ever looked at it like that until he saw how much was coming from my side, versus his side. And I'm like, you don't have to go my side versus your side. Mm-hmm. Like, my side is your side.
Yes.
And it was like a lot of those conversations, but I think his feelings were a little hurt that it wasn't the same thing, where he's like, this time last year, like, everyone was hitting me up for a wedding invitation or to come to the wedding, and now like nobody has anything to say
of like, well, congratulations
or just anything, like and I think that's just a part of like right in this past,
it's confusing.
3 months, like, one of my best friends was planning her wedding, and she was asking me, like, what are things you would do differently? And I say, like, I love my wedding. I don't regret it at all. Mm-hmm. I would do it exactly again the same way. So don't take it that way. But if I was to ever do anything else, like a vow renewal or another wedding, like anything else, yeah. I would dumb it down, not decor-wise and not anything else, but guest list.
Yeah. Interesting. And how would you change a guest list?
Completely. Like, I think a lot of it was what I have to realize is that weddings are two families coming together, but it's a lot of your parents' influence on yeah. your guest list. So I a know. Lot of like my parents' friends, a lot of like their crowd, a lot of people who have like brought them up and then they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, their generation of.
Right. So it was a lot of that and a lot of like, well, you have to have Cousin Bob over here and Aunt Sally. And I'm like, I don't ever fucking talk to Cousin Bob or Aunt Sally. But it was a lot of that where I feel like if I was to ever do anything again, I would dumb it down to like the actual people that are in our day-to-day lives.
That care, that see you guys, that know.
Yeah, because I think a year later we look back and we're like,
who's actually in, who's checking who's, for us?
Who's checking for us? And that's, to me, is a big thing. I even had a conversation with one of my castmates maybe a week ago, and she was like complimenting on how I always check in with her and I check on her and mm-hmm. stuff, and like, you know, like I value that so much. And then I said, like, I really appreciate that you're saying all this, but I have to tell you, like, I need it too. Mm. Like yeah. it's great that you think that I'm great because I check on you, but like, reciprocate it, because yeah. I want to be checked on too. Yeah. Like, it might look like my shit doesn't stink or, like, everything is fine and my hair, like, you know, my hair's in place. But, like.
Just because my hair is done and my nails
I
want to
say, like,
done.
No, shit, like, is funky sometimes. Yeah. And, like.
You need that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like the past, like, few months, we've just been going through this process yeah. of realizing what's important to us and how do we incorporate that into our marriage, into our family? Like, what are things that we want? And a lot of questions that we got on our anniversary is like, what's next for you guys? Like, what's the next thing? And we both looked at each other and we're like, nothing.
That's a crazy question to ask.
We want to sit still.
Like,
what's next? Like, what do you want out of this next year, out of your marriage? Like, what's coming up for you guys? Like, what's the next goal? And like, all these things. And I literally was like, nothing. I don't want to do anything. I want to just be still.
I just want to stare at his face, okay?
I want to do shit. Think about it.
You've been nonstop.
The past 4 years, we had a baby. We got engaged. We planned a wedding. We had a wedding. A fucking big wedding at that. Mm-hmm. We bought a house.
Went into work.
And we're working year-round.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything. I want to sit still.
Yeah. I feel that.
And then we're kind of looking at me like, okay. That's what you want out of your next year of marriage?
I would like to fall off the grid.
And I'm like, but I feel like I don't want to do that boring for you guys. Like, I think that's probably the greatest gift for for your
everyone
family.
Everyone is asking about babies and everything else under the sun. And I'm like, nope.
I want silence.
I would like to get used to the schedule I have right now.
Yeah.
I would like to continue to take care of myself on a daily basis and
life's
like, let me figure that part out first.
Yeah. It's a lot. And it's,
I would come up with some crazy question or some crazy response. Like, when I get married, when people start, I'm gonna be like, I want more back shots during the day. So,
like, so what are you going to do?
So what's next?
Are you going to tell my man?
Like, you tell him to schedule some time. Like, no. Yeah,
a lot of people were asking, like, oh, what did Zach get you for your anniversary? And I took a picture of one of the gifts because it was just like, who the fuck asked that question and why the fuck do you care?
You know what's crazy? I'm your sister and I don't even think that was like ever your question.
One of the gifts he did give me was a candle. It was like a gag gift and the candle says, light this when you want that dick. So I've just been sending that picture out.
Oh, that's perfect.
This is what he got me.
And I'm like, with it lit. You should have it lit.
Oh, it is lit. I would say, find the pic. It's lit.
I would send that and then say, ... Don't ask what I did.
Like, I swear to God, the picture that I've been sending out, it's lit. Hold on, I'm trying to find it right now.
I love that.
And then I posted
it. We have it lit. Oh. Nope, there it is.
When this candle is lit, give me that dick.
And then Zach
does. I like that's a beautiful looking candle.
Oh my god, you should smell it. It smells so good. I'm not even lying, but it smells so good.
Does it like turn you on?
It's upstairs. I'll show you.
Is it like
a
smell like cam or something?
No, not at all.
Oh my god, can you
know
if he gave her?
Actually, just smells really good. But last night I'm in the bath and I'm like, Zach, can you come light my candle for me? And he pulls out a lighter and then he sees the candle is, he goes, I can't light this fucking shit. I'm like, what?
Why?
He goes, read it. It says, light this when you want that dick. I'm like, oh my god. Like,
I'm not lighting
it. So I'm literally with wet hands, like trying to find some dry skin to wipe off my wet hands.
Yo, the two of y'all together, like my mouth hurts right now from like smiling so hard.
I'm
right
like,
now.
We're dummies. Just two dummies.
I think it's great.
I love it. I think it, like I said, I admire you guys so much.
I can't believe it's been
a
whole year since you've been married, and it feels like y'all have been together forever.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's gonna get done and it's gonna look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Yeah, so I can't believe it's been a year. A lot of people say the first year is one of the toughest. Mm-hmm. And then the 3 years is like another itch. And then I guess it was like another 5 years.
Another itch.
There's always
like
itches.
Like there's another 3 year itch. Oh, they say itch. Like if you get over that 3 year hump, then like you can make it to the 5 year hump. And I'm like, damn, like, how humpy is this?
How many
bumps do we have to get over?
My thing is, why are they so short?
Like, no, but even I was talking
I just
to
this itch. What
Kate
you mean?
And Ty, and they were like, our first year of marriage was the hardest. And Zach and I looked at each other like.
And I honestly feel like you guys had so many things that were meant to like. set you back, or I'm not meant, but that could have set you back or taken over the conversation of challenged, like, your challenged your marriage, challenged you individually, challenged your faith, like challenged the basis of your foundation of like within your family.
Yeah.
And y'all were like, blink. Blinked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blink. To the point where
everyone else around us just had to go with it.
Yo.
It's like, if we're not upset, how can everyone else be so upset?
Yeah.
But it's, and it wasn't even about the upset. It was just the gratitude. Cause I feel like there were so many times where you guys had to dig deep. Y'all were digging. Those digs didn't always look pretty, and they may have been with each other, sometimes with the family, sometimes with your friends. But it's, I feel like I was married to y'all some of these days.
I'm so dirty.
Cause it was like,
I'm part of this marriage.
Oh, no, no.
Everyone always says, like, I feel like I'm with you guys.
I'm with
mom
them.
Says the same,
like,
thing. Yeah.
Mom can relate. So when you guys were gone, and I literally, on my Snapchat, people were probably like, what is this girl? Like, this girl is so weird, thinking, like, posting all her sister's stuff. But I
Oh, no. So many people were like, I was so obsessed with your sister's Snapchat while you were gone.
Because
I got, like, the feel of your kids. Like, I snap so much throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally snap probably 100 snaps a day. And it's, like, a daily vlog. Mm-hmm. And people have really become like my little family on Snapchat.
I don't know why.
I couldn't snap.
I have no idea.
A lot of people ask me if you have Snap, but I couldn't snap while we were gone. And people were like, I'm having withdrawals, and I'm like, go to my sister's page, and then they're like, oh, I can get my fix, like from the seeing the kids and stuff.
So I posted things leading up to the wedding.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I posted the wedding schedule that drove me, like, I swear, I love Cheyenne's wedding, but I do have slight PTSD because I was the maid of honor, and I feel like I took my job so serious, to where I see other maid of honors in weddings now, and I'm like,
you ain't doing shit.
Yeah, you're shitty.
No, no, no. I'm dead ass.
No,
like,
you did a great job.
Yeah,
you're
did.
Slacking on your job. Like, they're.
You got little goosebumps.
No, but this is my baby sister.
I know.
Like, she only
Am gets- I going to be your maid of honor?
Is that a real question? So,
what if she said, actually, no.
Actually, no.
I'm not going to have one of those.
You sound silly. I think I probably will only have, like...
See?
I knew there was something coming.
See, Cheyenne had that really big wedding, y'all. It's going to be, like, a lottery ticket to come to yours.
Shannon, do you want a big or small wedding? Have you thought about it?
I would like a small wedding.
I want a small
But wedding. Your parents are like my parents.
I know.
It's not about to happen.
It's not going to happen to be a small wedding. No. I know it's going to be, like... Bob and Susie from that side.
Yes.
Like, they love you.
Yeah.
What? No, that I already know.
When's my birthday? Bob and Susie.
Bob and Susie. What's my favorite color?
So you see a big wedding. You see a small wedding, but you think it will turn bigger.
I think it's going to be big. I feel like what I want in my wedding, I feel like the type of flowers I want in my wedding.
Ooh, tell us.
Ooh, what are they?
I want, like, dripping expensive.
What
stuff.
Is it?
Girl, I
want
to be showered
in flowers.
I want, like,
beautiful dripping white orchids.
Mm.
And I would, honestly, the wedding that inspired me is one, Shy's, and then also the wedding I went to in Africa.
And they have money.
Yes, but yours topped theirs just as much, I feel. It wasn't in Africa, but
it wasn't the man.
But just like the floral arrangements.
Yeah, the florals,
like,
are on fire.
I just want.
I wish I could have claimed those florals.
I just want. I just
want. You want a lot of flowers.
I want a lot of flowers.
What kind of dress?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know if I want to be a pretty princess or a sleek.
I see you in, like, a sleek, low back. Sleek.
Very, I definitely
low,
the back.
So low back, like,
ooh!
Almost to where it's like, is that
it's
booty
like
crack or not?
It's, like, draped in the back.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kyle? What would you...
Oh, I already know where I'm getting married.
Where are you getting married?
We're traveling, huh?
We are traveling.
Where
am I invited?
Just kidding.
Not the lottery ticket pool.
Right.
Am I invited?
Am I invited in the lottery?
I'm going to need Shannon to stop taking drugs today.
Wait,
yes.
Somebody did say I looked high in one of the...
She totally told
I saw
I
that.
Said,
I saw that.
I looked at that, like, if you guys know me...
And say she did some ashwagandha or took some ashwagandha. Okay, Kyle's kid is crawling over and it's giving me horror movie vibes.
Oh, I thought he was just about to collapse.
He's going really slow.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Zaire?
Okay. Oh, shit. Horror movie vibes because it looked like you're about to kill me. The way
he just looks.
Zaire, just back on up.
Okay.
Anyways.
Kyle, where? Just ignore him for as long as he's
where,
not.
Where's your wedding and what? Oh, okay. Shit.
Scared. Your kid is scary.
Oh, now look at him.
What the?
Don't call him scary.
He's about to say, rawr.
Rawr. This is his thing.
Was he trying to flip his eyelids?
Are you okay, Zaire?
Take your mirror out.
We love you.
Okay.
All right. He's got no words for us. All right. Literally.
Kyle, where are you getting married?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
My baby wants water. Excuse me. Okay, where were we?
Where's your wedding at?
Like, you want the actual location?
We want to know, like, at least the town, the continent. At least
the town.
Right, the continent. Where are we
from? Well, the place I really, resort I really, really, really love, it's in East Africa. It's in Kenya.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm down to go to Africa.
It's on the equator.
Again. Ooh.
It's really beautiful.
I'm sure. Okay.
There's, like, yeah, I want to do, like, a 10-day wedding ceremony friendship thing.
Oh, my God. That's 10 days?
Wow.
Well, it's going to take us like 2 days to get there.
Oh, I thought you meant a 10-day wedding. Like, once we're there, this is a 10-day situation.
Oh, yeah, because we're going on a safari.
Kyle said, no, yeah, we are.
We're doing things to get to know each other as families. If whoever's there. I want it small and intimate. So, like, when we go,
so
it's
how experience. Small is small?
Like, 50 people max.
No way. That's
good.
Yeah.
And so what type of, like,
you know,
dress are we wearing?
I was going to say, 26 of us went to Thailand for my 30th birthday.
I know, so how are you going to have a 50-people max wedding when you already have 26 people and that was just for a birthday party?
Because guess what? I don't need that many extra people. And some of those people have already fallen off the list.
Got lost at the equator. Okay, so we're going to Africa and Kyle wants a 10-day wedding experience.
Yes, I do.
And what kind of dress do you want?
Oh, Lord. I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know if you want to be a pretty princess.
Are we going to have...
Oh, I'm going to be like a super glam something.
Oh, you want glam?
Yeah, it'll be a very... Like, I
want
to get a custom.
You want glam? You don't even wear makeup and you want a glam wedding?
Well, maybe glam was not the word. I'm definitely getting a custom dress made, though, when I do.
Okay.
Slay all day.
Any sugar daddies, please contact us at thinkloudcrew@gmail.com because this girl needs some shmoney.
Shmoney.
I was scared you were going to say sugar, and I was like, that is the last thing.
No.
Well, my way would be local.
This 10-day African experience, we need some more money for this.
It's not going to be for a couple years, though, y'all. I need a husband first.
How's dating going?
Amen. No, I'm saying amen.
Yeah.
I'm asking you. How's dating going?
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you, Kyle. I'm looking at her.
She looks at me and goes.
She keeps trying to deflect to put it on Shannon. I'm like,
looking at me.
Why are you looking at Shannon? I'm talking to you. I'm making eye contact with you.
I'm like, I'm not dating. And I'm also like, Shannon's right here and she is dating.
I know that Shannon's dating. But we're talking about you.
She looked at you and you keep looking at me and look like shaking like dating.
I'm not dating.
You're not dating?
No.
Are you off the online shit?
I've been off the online. Yeah.
You had a moment.
I had a moment and you then had... I was like, oh.
I'm scared.
You got really scared.
You know what? It was like, you know what? I think my husband is going to have to rob me or something. What? Not literally. Literally.
Wait, there's no single dads at Baza school you've peeped at? Or you just don't know if they're single dads yet?
I don't know. There's this one man in this pickup truck that I would be like, hey.
Oh, my God. Not the man in the pickup truck.
The man in the pickup truck. And he had his dad. I think it was his dad.
You would. The other day. The pickup truck.
I was walking back to the car.
So, like, the kid's grandparent?
The kid's grandpa was there. And he was like, oh, baby girl, you look like you got your hands full. And he was, like talking. And he was like, you know, it was just, like, cute grandpa talk. And then he said something. I was like, is this man trying to fill me out? It's the grandpa trying to fill me out for the guy in the car.
Oh.
But at the same time, I'm just like, I ain't thinking about nobody. I am thinking about somebody. But it's like, I'm not trying to seek or like.
It's organic. That would be an organic meat.
Yeah, it would be an organic meat, but I don't necessarily like want a date right now.
Okay.
Like, okay. That's good. And I feel like that it's so funny because dating is such like a small part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that comes up on the podcast so much.
It's so much fun to talk about.
And like I was receiving like real paragraphs, people trying to tell me about what I need to do for myself. And I want to say like, thank you for taking the time to write your dissertation over to hearing one podcast episode on one episode on a one random day when who knows what emotions, thoughts, and feelings led me there. But it's like, I was like, this isn't even like a priority of mine. Like when I think about like the top 10 things I have going on in my life, it'd be nice if dating was on there, but it's like,
what are your top 10 priorities?
Well, right now it's me, you know. Well,
yes, me at the top.
Hold on. I'm actually number two because I'm really working on my relationship with God. So God is number one.
Hold on. God is on the list and at the top. I wish you guys could just backtrack about like 20 years, maybe 15, okay, years from now. Just go back. I wish you could just stand in our room or stand in the living room and just hear any of the arguments that we used to have.
I went to non-denominational school, and I learned a lot about a lot of different religions and a lot of different things. So I used to be like, I'm not signing up or adhering, what is it, to anything.
Yes.
I was just on my own.
She would make fun of me.
And Shia was the Bible thumper.
She would call me a Bible thumper. So I'm just going to sit and bask in this glory.
That God is first.
Can you just say it one more time, just so in case no one heard it?
God is the first person in my
life. As he should be.
Life.
I love this for you.
Yes.
Okay, who's number two?
Me.
I thought you were gonna say me, but all right, just kidding. Okay,
she did it. Me.
God, Kyle, what's next?
God, me, myself, and I, my kids.
Okay, why do you have like a black my church kids. Voice on?
Right. Did something happen right. after you say God?
We gonna take it to church.
All I'm picturing is you in like a Sunday hat next, like a next. Church hat.
No.
Okay, so God, you kids.
You won't actually find me inside the church.
Okay. But. Don't backtrack. Okay. Don't backtrack. You were doing so good.
Me and my God
are everywhere. God, you,
God,
kids.
Me, kids. What? And then, like, the rest of the list is, like, there's no specific order. Okay. But it's, like, my entrepreneurship, my family, my friends, the health of, like, my environment, work. You know, I'm finally figured out my housing situation.
Ooh, do so, you want to like, get us an update on that? I think that's a really good story. Yes. That story.
So, my dad's family, there's property within their family. And there's been a lot of back and forth where it's like, hey, this house and that house. And there's been a lot of me being emotional and like in my situation. And it's been a lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I kind of threw my hands up. And my dad was like, yeah, it is what it is. And so I was really stressed out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thinking to myself, like, I'm really going to have to move out of state. And I'm really not going to have anybody but me and my kids because California is so expensive in terms of living, and it's like you could have a shack and it's like
$1 million
in the most undesirable area, and the schools will be toxic and there'd be a food desert, but you're like, that's what I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm like in school and building all my stuff, I've just, you know, I'm at my mom's house right now, which has been a huge blessing. I'm very thankful, and I love multi-generational living, so I'm really happy that the boys get to not only experience their grandparents, but their great-grandmother. So there was one day I was talking to Cheyenne. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I'm stressed. And Cheyenne was like, well, let me see. And I know what it was. I know I deal with, like, rejection sensitivity dysphoria when it comes to my dad. So, like, even sometimes a small conversation or ask can literally feel like it is soul-crushing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to have certain conversations with me, it's like I have to mentally prepare myself for like weeks to have certain conversations because I just know what our relationship is. I know how I handle it or I react, even if that's not how I intend to or mean to react. So I had one of those moments And it didn't go well. And I was like in my feels. And I called Agent Davis over here.
And I should really get a license.
Cheyenne needs to get her realtor license or like a life coaching certification or just like a phone a friend hotline. I talked to my sister and she was like, I'm going to get back to you. Let me see what I can do. Because Cheyenne and my dad, they talk. It's just a different relationship. And
like he does the same things that he does with me, with Kyle, but I just handle them differently. And yeah. She reacts differently where like it can be soul crushing to her and I just laugh at him. Yeah. And then he looks at me like, stop laughing at me. Yeah. Cheyenne laughs. I'm like, who are you talking to? Cause I know it's just not me.
Yeah. Cheyenne's like, fuck you. And yeah. I go have existential crisis. Like
Kyle life will like literally moments. Like break out. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Spots will break out.
To see like the two different relationships.
It's so frustrating. So Cheyenne called and she's like, hey, I've got some great news for you. Hey, client. So she was like, basically, this is the offer. Don't you negotiate, communicate.
I said, whatever you do, don't call dad. Don't call anybody. Let me finish the negotiations and I'll let you know when the coast is clear.
Y'all, the coast is clear. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Oh, I love that. That's a great story. I remember you telling me, you're like, Cheyenne hooked me up.
Oh, it was like, I was crying. It was like, if Cheyenne wasn't my sister, it was like, I don't even know, like, how I would have.
Yeah, but I think that it took all parties involved. And sometimes dad has to hear things from a different perspective. Or just a different voice. Mm-hmm. And
because when he gets me at this point, it's like me and like where I'm like stressed out, frustrated, maybe even a feeling tones. Desperate.
Yeah.
Where I'm like genuinely like, hey, I just came out of like a crazy situation. I came home with, you know, me, my friends and some books.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like I've been in school. I need help right now.
He has to hear it differently. Yeah. And not to say Kyle can't fight her own battle because she can, but I just think that sometimes she's not using like the right words.
Yeah, and he doesn't see the full picture.
It's easier for me to paint it for him. And then he was like, well, that was easy. Call your sister. So then I called her and I'm like, hey, the house is yours. And then she's like, well, I have a couple of questions. Do I call him? I said, no. Send me the question.
We got off the phone and then I was like, we got off the phone and then I was like, oh shit, I need to get the utilities changed. Oh no.
Wait, so you were just already
already starting to do all these crazy things. Yeah, and then
so I think I might have thrown up just because my body had been like,
she calls me back and asked me a few things. I called dad back, and he knows I'm brokering the deal. So he gives me the answers. So then I call her back, give her the answers, and then she's like, so at what point do I call to say thank you? I'm like, not yet. I said, oh, no, I was said, like, I was already trying to put my,
she's like, thank
you. Yeah, how do I put it together?
You're just ready.
I was like, he was in like a tournament or something. So I'm like, just wait, because he's not going to answer you. And then you're going to be upset that
you get your feelings
that
hurt.
He's not answering you. But he also knows that he wasn't supposed to talk to her either. Like, this was a very clear...
You don't guys talk. Don't
mix, because don't. As soon as you guys mix, that's where shit fucking goes crazy.
This is why the fact that we were able to do a podcast and it was like nice. I don't think people understand. I was wondering. I was thinking, wow, this is huge.
They did talk and she did thank him, and now they're able to handle it between each other, and I don't have to
be able to talk.
The agent anymore.
There still might be Agent Davis at times. Yeah, I'm like, sure. Agent Davis.
I'm sure, but Agent I still Davis. Feel like it's a big deal. And now you got a house.
Yes, and it's a beautiful house.
It is a
3-bedroom house, 2 bathrooms. It's big.
Such a blessing.
I'm so
there's like a
happy.
Little hipster cafe on the corner. Me and Zach went to go look at it.
I love that.
And it's so cute.
My mom keeps saying, you're in a Renaissance area, because they're like redoing everything.
Yeah, they are.
It's when I tell you, it's still close to my mom's. It's right by the freeway. There's a grocery store down the street. Robin lives 2 blocks away. Mm-hmm. She came with me to see the house yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she was like, girl, when you told me it was 2 blocks, I thought you were giving me like 2 California, like 2 LA blocks.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you're literally like.
Yeah, you're close.
2 blocks. Like we That's walked. Nice. Like we
and
can
then
walk.
Our grandpa's she house is so close.
My grandfather's right down the street. Yeah, and then the nice thing is, so it's my great uncle's, his property. So, like, we have a cousin who, it's like a triplex. So, we have the whole bottom floor. Upstairs is my cousin and her dad. So, it's like, I feel safe to have, like, there's people a mill there. Like, you know, it's, I feel really, really good. Because there's also this, all this anxiety of me even moving alone with the kids. Like, I was scared to live by myself.
How do you feel now? Do you think you're ready?
I feel ready. It was to the point where I was like, I was looking at dogs. I was like,
not looking for dogs.
Not a dog.
It's another kid.
Exactly. Why would I do that? But I was like, safety, just my anxiety.
Oh, I'm like, are we still looking at dogs?
Are we
no.
Are we still?
We'll
are we
see.
Still on that tip?
We will see.
I hear what you mean, though.
Yeah, to keep you safe. Very, another little.
That's a big deal that you can even like express your anxiety about living by yourself with the boys. I think that that's good.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then there's also like, it was just a lot of feelings. But I feel very blessed. I feel like. Everything, not everything, but like most of the things that I've been working on and working towards, even things that I had to put off because my plans got messed up, like they're starting to fall back in place. Mm-hmm. And
when do you think you're gonna start moving?
Right now I need to get a lot of it, like I need to get it organized, I need to get it cleaned out. There's furniture in there, so I'm trying to connect with someone to like repurpose, modernize some stuff, unless I get my DIY on myself, which, you know, I'm looking at doing also.
Which would probably be really cool.
Be oh, I think it'd be I a lot be, of fun.
I think those are fun projects to, like, take you out or, like, healing and, like, fun things, little activities.
I agree.
New hobbies.
I found this wood shop class on the weekends that I could take. So I was thinking of taking a wood shop class, like once a month.
Mm-mm.
So I can like
very ambitious.
No, I want to do these projects on my own because I love.
I would find somebody who does like DIY stuff on like their page or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and see if they're local and hit them up and be like, "Can you come over here and help me with this dresser?"
This is when my moment of reality kicks in.
Yeah, I wouldn't be trying to take no class.
Yes,
I would just hit up somebody that I see is already doing it and be like, "Can you just teach me how to do it?"
Well, I want to do the class because life starts lifing. Right. With my place, because for the longest time I was like, oh, I'm about to paint my own room, I'm about to paint my bathroom, until I realized
it takes time.
I'm not about to do shit.
Wait, you're getting your place redone right
now.
Now
I'm getting it redone.
But who's painting?
We have a whole painter crew. Oh. That's why my whole house looks like it's like, it's literally in. Wait,
where are you sleeping tonight?
In my parents' house, I guess. Okay, okay. Which is giving me a little, I don't know. I don't want to sleep in their house. Aww. But it's okay. But yeah, we're sleeping in their house, but I'm getting my house repainted. But it, reality check, I thought I wasn't about to do DIYs in my whole home. No, wasn't happening.
Dang. Yeah, I'm not a DIY person.
Me neither. In my head, I am. In my head, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think I might do one piece.
In my head, I'm not.
That's good.
In my head, I
So you're I realistic am. In your head.
With that type of stuff, yeah. I don't want to DIY. I don't want to paint anything. The most I've done and like put together were like those picnic tables for Ryder's birthday, and that took me all day, and I was pissed off.
You were talking about what you just said. The most I've done is put something together. Everything in me was like, what is she about to say?
Yeah, no, because I always call Kyle. I'm like, can you please come over and just put this together for me? But you like that shit. I don't
love it. That's how I found a class. Yeah, I was like, this is my Saturday, 9 to 4. Me, wood, and goggles.
No. I still think you're crazy. I would really go and try to find somebody.
Why is she laughing so hard about it?
Because she knows it's a joke.
It's a joke, but I emailed and called the place.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do next? Hey, can I bring this big-ass wood furniture down there? And can you guys...
No. Can you store it for me?
I would just find someone who does it locally. And little boy, get up out the screen, little boy.
Hi, Zaire. Hey.
Say hi to the camera.
Turn around. You're on candid camera.
Oh.
My child needs a haircut. He needs to
stop with the creepy eyeball looks.
It's Halloween.
Oh, Lord. What is
he? Oh, Lord.
What are the kids going to be for Halloween this year? Shannon, what is Parker going to be?
Parker is going to be this like light up, glow up guy with one of his best friends at night. Aww. And then at school, he wants to be a vampire with no blood because they're not allowed to have blood at school.
Boring.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like, Mom, I'm going to be a vampire, but we can't have blood. So can we? I just.
Can we give him like a pale face at least?
Yeah.
Can you like do fake blood with like lipstick?
I don't know.
Or they
maybe
just
I think bloody, I think droplet. Nothing bloody, but I don't know. Okay. That's what he keeps telling me.
Okay.
Like, I want to be a vampire, but I can't have blood.
All right.
Okay.
Kyle, sure. What are you gonna do for the boys?
My children will actually be in D.C. for Halloween.
No, I just got so sad.
I did too. But I'm also like, I'm free.
Are you going to go to a party? Right. Are you going to dress up?
What are you and Robin going to do? I feel like Robin is trying to hit the streets too.
I told her, I said, Robin, you got to get rid of your kids for Halloween. I said, we'll take them trick-or-treating.
Oh, but my God.
You got to get rid of your kids.
Afterwards.
Kyle's going to be dressed up like a little constructor, bitch.
a wood maker.
Right. Little hat. Talking about DIY.
Do it yourself.
DIY me.
No.
Wait, the boys are really going to be in D.C. for Halloween? I thought they were going for, like, that wedding. That's not...
They are going... So, their uncle gets married on my beautiful, lovely child Zaire's birthday.
Weird.
So, yeah, I think that's odd. But,
I would never get married on your birthday, just by the way.
Or, me neither. Yeah. Or your child's birthday.
Or your child's birthday. But anyway, keep going.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah,
not,
okay.
Not my deal. So, but
Zaire.
So we will not have Zaire. So I would like to figure out, I was thinking we'll do Zaire's birthday when he comes back.
Okay.
Just because I know October is here and it's like.
It is here.
It's packed. It's packed.
Like it's already gone.
It honestly feels like it.
In my head, it's already.
There are like blackout dates where I'm like, that whole week just doesn't exist because.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It's over.
Right now. So we'll just celebrate Zai's birthday when he gets back. Yeah. And then Mezier will have them for Halloween.
They're gone the 25th through the 1st. So I'm like, you know, here's a halfway pro for co-parenting across the country. I'm trying to stay optimistic and positive in that sense. Mm-hmm. And mama needs a break. I've been running on fumes. So
yeah.
That little moment is coming. I'm very thankful.
Is he coming out here to get them?
Yes. You have to come pick them up.
And
at
then
this
he's
point.
Bringing them back?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What are your kids dressing up for? Or dressing
so, Ryder and her two friends, at first said they were going to be Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And then they argued over the colors.
Yes.
And then they switched it and said that they wanted to be Harley Quinn, and they want the younger brothers to be the Joker.
Oh, how cute.
But Zach really wants Ace to be Jimi Hendrix because of his hair.
I think that'd be amazing. And is that why Zach got him the guitar?
That's why he got him the guitar. He's slowly this is what he's doing.
I love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Where are you and Zach gonna be?
I don't know. I honestly haven't thought about it. I think that this whole month has just been a lot. Mm-hmm. We just come off of a trip. We're leaving to go to Jade and Sean's wedding today. Then we get back. And then I have another work trip, and then we get back, and then we have like a few days, and then Zach planned a birthday trip for my birthday. I'm not supposed to know about it, but we're going to Tulum.
The way you
were going to Tulum.
Just saying, nobody tell him that I know. So then we're leaving for that. And like,
girl, I feel like you've been known. I feel like you told me like a month ago.
Don't break it to my man.
Nobody tells that.
Nobody tells like I know. So I'm really excited about that. So I just feel like our month is low-key gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm more so worried about Halloween this year for the kids than like myself or like a family costume.
I'm going out of town.
For what?
While the boys are gone.
Where are you going?
For a few days. And then
where are you going?
To go see a friend.
Where are you going?
Where's your friend live?
Why are you laughing like this? Why aren't you giving us a location?
If it's just a friend.
I didn't know if I was going to tell you at first, but then I was
like. Well, you're telling.
Right. I'm telling.
Tell me the location and then I'll see. Can you just tell me the location? Is it back east?
Yeah. I'll just.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say to you.
I'll be gone for a few days.
Okay. Flew out.
chill.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
I want to get flewed out.
I want to get flewed out.
Technically, I'm getting flewed.
What are you guys talking about?
Hey, wait. With this co-parenting stuff, like with the does he celebrate Christmas? How is Christmas going to work for you guys? Have you thought about it?
I'm having my kids for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be your first year in the new house. It would be nice to have them.
Have the Christmas tree. He's invited,
but like his mom usually works on holidays. Mm-hmm. And his brother is getting married and deals things with like her family. And he'll be, you know, either with her family or like in New York. So with him, he's come out and done Christmas with us. No, he'll come like before or like after.
And probably stay with you guys at the house?
No.
You have three bedrooms?
No. Nope. I have two bedrooms in an office.
He's not allowed.
And a co-parent that has to supply his own living arrangements when he comes to visit. He might be able to sleep on a couch, but the way our situation is, no, you need to go figure out your own things. And until...
You just want to put up certain boundaries.
Yeah, just these are the boundaries.
This will be my first year that I don't have Ryder for Christmas.
Oh, how do you feel?
Don't tell mom, she doesn't know yet.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Where is she going?
How did this happen?
I've known for a while.
On Christmas, like Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, we won't have her?
We will not have her. I've known for almost 2 years now.
Shut up. How have you?
Because this has been like a plan of
his. So it's a thing.
It's been a thing. Like he's always wanted to take the girls to do like a white Christmas. He wanted to do like the Chicago trip. Like, and he talked about it from before Maya. And then once they had Maya, it had to be pushed back because of her health and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They really wanted to do it last year, but Maya's health didn't allow it to happen. So this year it's happening. He just sent me dates last night. And let me look at them.
So this is
let me look at them again.
This is really happening.
You should hear these dates.
Because I know, right? Isn't he taking Ryder on two trips? So is this Chicago and Michigan?
Yes,
or
yes, the dates
going to be there. New
are the 18th through the 28th
of December.
Oh, what day is Christmas?
Like the 25th or 26th?
Yeah. No, she's like gone. She's basically gone like her whole Christmas break. Until like the end of it. So I got really depressed last night thinking about the fact that like this would be my first year not having her on Christmas or Christmas Eve / like Christmas break.
Yeah.
And I'm accepting it. I've accepted it. It is what it is. But I talked to Zach. And
I'm still confused.
And we're going to do things like differently right this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave and go somewhere tropical. Because I feel like if I'm here, I'm going to be really,
so
really sad.
So since you don't have your big kid, you're going to leave me and my kids? Now that you have a husband? Now that is Zach not good enough to hang out with me on Christmas anymore? Now that he's,
I think y'all that are if married? I'm at home, I'm just going to be really sad and in my feelings. Yeah. And I'm not going to want to do like the Christmas things, which isn't fair to Ace.
Where are you going?
So we're just trying to find somewhere to go. That's like good for we're trying to find like somewhere tropical to go, and we'll just do like a little vacay with the three of us.
I think that's healthy. I think that's good. I actually for think you that's guys. A great, great
yeah. Because I feel like if I'm home, I'm just gonna be sad.
Yeah. Well, I think it's weird because I honestly celebrate Christmas because of you guys.
I mean, we always do Christmas.
Like, you guys all do
we do it pretty big.
Yeah.
Last year, I didn't realize I spent Christmas with you guys.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I started to look.
Oh my God, Cheyenne.
Nothing
wants
is
to
set
leave.
In stone, but we're leaning towards just going somewhere. Like,
where? Let me hear
Kyle's
it.
Kyle's like, I'm about to come.
Let me hear
no,
it.
No, we
now.
Were looking at like the Bahamas. Because
I'm just like, dang, I'm going to have to really keep my kids entertained the whole Christmas break.
And by Christmas, you'll be in your house and you'll want to start traditions. You're going to want to get a tree.
You're going to want
to decorate. Them to wake up in their beds.
I'm melting.
It's a lot to think about.
No, I'm
co-parenting
excited, actually.
And holidays, it's tough. That's and okay. I feel like that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. So does anyone have any WTFs or advice they want to share?
Look, I wrote mine down.
Ooh, oh my God.
I keep writing
Shannon
down
came
my,
in with the notes.
I keep writing down my thoughts.
Good.
Okay, good.
That's a good thing to do.
So is it a WTF or is it advice?
Or just a
advice.
Or just a thought.
So my thought yesterday was because I've been investing in myself and just myself. Yeah. Investing in myself. So I said in my head, my thoughts, invest in yourself before you invest in on your kids. They will benefit from you investing on you first.
Yep.
So with that thought, just like whenever you invest in yourself, whether it's mentally, whatever you're doing with investing in yourself, your kids are forever going to benefit from that. It's going to trickle down to them.
Yeah.
So before you invest in them, which it sounds kind of crazy and I kept thinking about it in my head, but it doesn't. Like, yeah, invest in yourself first.
I love that.
And then your kids will benefit from it.
Yeah.
You like that?
What do you have, Kyle?
Things that you just said, eat.
You have a hungry kid.
This man is agua and eat. His favorite words.
There's some food in the fridge for him, just by the way.
Like, do I have advice for WTF? I mean, I guess co-parenting is still a giant WTF in my life because I'm like, I don't feel like what I'm doing is technically co-parenting.
Well, to piggyback off of your thought, because I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
I would say within co-parenting last night was one of the toughest moments I've had within co-parenting of me just having to say, okay, when he sent those dates, I really wanted to say, fuck you, but I couldn't because he's been talking about this for years, something that they've been planning and wanting to do, and I'm so happy for Ryder. She's so excited, and I have to accept that for what it is, and I am going to be supportive and buy her really cute outfits for her trip, and I'm going to cry doing it, but I think sometimes what I have to realize is within co-parenting, you have to take the short end of the stick so that your child can have the long end.
Yeah. And it's also like it's I'm grateful that Ryder's her dad it takes initiative with her.
Yeah.
Like I pray for that for my boys. Like
it's
I
like
wish,
you pray for them not to be a bum, but then once they're not a bum, it's like fuck.
Yeah.
Like, my God, you want to do
like,
what?
You want to take her where? Please get out of the bum phase.
Yeah.
Like that's not cool. And it's like I don't think they realize when they do things to be spiteful or vengeful towards the parent, that it affects their children.
Yeah, I agree.
And those are little things that I'm still pushing through, but like I'm really, really focused on my independence right now so that one day I could be like, okay, like Cheyenne, and things just don't bother me the same.
I mean, it definitely still bothers me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But not in a negative way.
It's Zai Zai. Hey, to the kitchen. Not the red button. Can you press the red button again? Oh, and we got a turn.
Oh, no. Not the speed up effect, too.
Oh, not the light change.
Come here for a second. Just come here for my.
I mean, I think that it's just, it's different. And I, when you have kids, you never think like this far in advance, and you never think co-parenting wise. And I never thought that I would have Ryder, even after I had Ryder, that there would be a Christmas that I wouldn't spend with her. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's also one that I have to swallow. So it is what it is. But we can talk about co-parenting and, holidays on our next episode.
I think that'd be a good one because like it is. Schedules.
Since that's going to be the next topic, you guys let us know what you think about it, and then we'll hit some of your questions or topics about co-parenting and scheduling with the holidays coming up. How do you guys handle co-parenting in the holidays? Woo! So don't forget to follow us on Think Loud Crew on any of your podcast platforms or on Instagram. We appreciate you always being patient with us and loving on our babies and our baby noises.
Yep.
Thank you.
You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew.